Well, it's great to be here at USAR. Can we project these slides? Okay. And I appreciate you all being here on such a warm evening, but we'll think cool thoughts. So my name is Mark Hornick. I'm in the Advanced Analytics and Machine Learning Group at Oracle, and I'd like to share a little bit about what we're doing at Oracle with our Oracle Standard Safe Harbor Statement. You might have seen before. Oracle, our technologies, well, you probably know Oracle as a provider of enterprise database software. And we also have enterprise systems for engineered systems, combining software and hardware, everything from storage to applications on the database side, as well as on the Hadoop and Spark side. And we heard a few things about, you know, Spark pluses or minuses. I'll say a little bit more about that later. But also in the cloud, we're covering a wide range of as-a-service capabilities there, and that is growing all the time. When we look at R, I want to just introduce four of the components that we're providing with respect to R, one being the Oracle R distribution, which is Oracle's redistribution of open source R, which is freely downloadable off of the Oracle Technology Network. The R Oracle package, which is also open source, it gives you very high speed contact with the Oracle database from the R environment. So you can move data, if you need to, very efficiently using that package. The next one is Oracle R Enterprise, and I talked a bit about that in my talk yesterday, along with Oracle R Advanced Analytics for Hadoop. What this component does is to allow you to transparently access database data as though they were data frames. So from a transparency standpoint, you want to continue to use the R language. We love R. We don't want to have to switch to other languages such as SQL to do that. So with that, we've overloaded a lot of the functions for data frames, and those get translated to SQL for execution in the database itself. We also have a wide range of parallel distributed algorithms, and those are provided with an R interface using the standard formula specification for that. You can also take the R scripts that your data scientists write and put them in the Oracle database for execution at the database server. And this is what we call embedded R execution. The nice thing about that is it's a way to hand off, perhaps from the data scientists to the application developers, to leverage your R scripts and then to invoke those same R scripts from SQL, not just R. And you can return the results from your R script, data frames, and images as database tables. So they're immediately available. We have similar capabilities for Oracle R Advanced Analytics for Hadoop with a transparency label on HiveQL, as well as parallel distributed algorithms there. I mean, on Spark, what we found, we started out many years ago with this on Hadoop. As soon as we switched to Spark, the algorithms were 100 times faster. And we're investigating techniques that are going to take that even further. Now, moving on, Oracle is also a founding member of the R Consortium. And so we've participated in a number of projects. You might be familiar with the Riot Workshop, which is held here with the USAR conference. Also working groups. Code coverage is one that we've just finished our first release, updating the cover package itself, with our goal being to enhance its capabilities for doing code coverage, a very important aspect of assessing software at Oracle, but also to broaden code coverage use within the R community. There's also a working group on native APIs where we're looking to reduce the learning curve for writing applications and packages that require native code. So I would like to leave you with the three, perhaps, opportunities for the R community with respect to CRAN packages: licensing, code coverage, and security. If you've written packages, you've had to identify a license, and you most likely have used packages as well in that work. There are some considerations about which license you might use. I'm curious, how many people here have actually read the licenses that are available? A few. I see a few hands there. In the case of code coverage, we're looking to improve the overall quality of software, where it's not the only way to do that. And of course, security is on the minds of everybody. So what can we say here? In the area of licensing, where we have a package hierarchy, is there guidance that can be given on what are the restrictions on how licensing should be done on that? And there are some considerations that certain organizations need to reflect. Can we also flag any package hierarchy inconsistencies? In the area of code coverage, it is only one metric, but it's an important one to aid in code quality. We'd like to encourage the R community, as part of the working group that we were in with the R Consortium, is to encourage test suite usage, because while some packages have test suites available, not all of them do. And can we automate this with CRAN, as well as have reporting with CRAN? And lastly, in the area of security, who isn't concerned about security in software, especially large enterprises? So are we assessing, and how can we continue to assess, security vulnerabilities and leverage native code scanners, perhaps, to identify that and maybe automate this as part of the overall CRAN process? So these are just three areas for food for thought as things that we might be able to enhance going forward. So with that, if you'd like more information on any of the tools that I've mentioned, we can go to oracle.com/go-to/R or stop by the Oracle booth. I'll be happy to speak with anyone further about those technologies. Thank you very much.